let's just say if I wasn't solving these problems with this exciting new venture that I'm doing, I would be just focusing and creating other problems in my life. Do you understand what I'm saying? Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast. And it's time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. And what I'm talking about today is actually the theme for my Bliss Project event. And if you don't know, I just want to say, if you don't know, now you know, because that's the truth. And if you don't know, you really need to get yourself into this room. I can't say this enough. If you're sitting there and passively listening, and also simultaneously wondering why your life is not where you want it to be, and if you will ever take action, is because you're not taking the actual action and committing to things that scare you and showing up in the places where the opportunity is, where the actual change happens. So go to theblissproject.info because it's March 27th through the 29th. You guys, the speakers are mind-blowing. They have been announced. Most of the speakers have been announced. So go check it out right now. And today's topic is going all in. This is so important to me because it is exactly where I'm at right now. And I didn't really understand what this meant for a big portion of my life. And even though I do now understand what going all in for me looks like, feels like, and how I show up every single day in that particular action and phrase of going all in, I really didn't realize that I was playing it safe and I was not getting the results that I wanted. Because sitting in my comfort zone was not what I wanted anymore. And I know that as a human being, we crave and require growth. So going all in to me means committing to a decision. And the word decide, the word side, I believe the root word of that is to actually, it means to cut off. So that means to cut off all other options from your life, following that dream. So for me, going all in on this new company, which you guys, there is going to be an opportunity for you to be a part of it. It is a light female-centric alcohol company that I'm so excited about because I want to meet women where they are at. And they truly are connecting still over cocktails. And I love myself a good cocktail. And also, if this is where the conversations are starting, what if we change these conversations? With that said, I have moments where I am just freaked out. I'm like, are you kidding me? I have never done a physical product. I'll totally do this, but am I leaving options of, but if this happens, then I'll stop. Or if this doesn't work out, then maybe I'll quit because I have these other opportunities or I have these other things that are making me money. I could just go back to what I know I'm good at and focus there. Yeah, totally I could. Friends, I could totally do that. I could completely be like, you know what? This is getting hard. Or wow, every single idea that I had about this or my business plan just got flipped on its head because of this particular law or something that I'm not able to do. Or this seems so far beyond me that I'll never be able to do this on my own. So it seems out of my comprehension. Therefore, counting myself out and going back again to what feels comfortable and what I know I can do. Except if you're like me, I have reached a place in my life where I'm very happy, except I know that if I continue on this path of just staying exactly where I am, and yes, I'm happy, I'm content, But I'm also one of those people who has to grow. And I know that if we don't give ourselves bigger problems to solve and bigger ideas to accomplish and, you know, people who are doing bigger things than you to meet, that I tend to start to regress or go backwards or be unsettled or feel like I'm not reaching my potential. And you get bored. I get bored. So what I know is that I have to give myself a bigger problem. And if I stay the same, I'm going to start to feel hopeless. And it's what always happens to me. When I stay in something too long, the energy starts to go. I start to get tired every day. I start to get a little anxious. I start to get depressed because I'm not living into my growth potential. But when I give myself a bigger problem, yeah, I might have stress. I might feel anxiety, but it's stress and anxiety that is filled with a vision and it's filled with so much hope. So what I want to get across to you guys is going all in on something means that yes, you might still be anxious. Yes, you might still be stressed, but it's going to be in such a different way. It's going to be backed by hope. It's going to be backed by a greater vision. It's going to be backed by helping other people. It's going to make your life so worth living. You'll have other big dreamers in your life. You'll be an inspiration to other people. You'll probably be able to completely provide for your family at some point if you complete this vision or if you keep going for this. You'll have different stresses, but they will not be over mundane things, and they'll be things that are very solvable. There'll be things that are much more solvable if you stay all in and you stay committed to the idea that you are going to find a solution. All in means you will solve it or figure it out no matter what. So no matter what problem comes my way with this company, I will figure it out. It might mean flipping everything on its head. It might mean flipping everything completely around, changing things that I did not expect to change, bringing in different people I didn't expect to bring in. But I am going to complete this mission because if I'm not doing this, what else would I be doing? Let's just say if I wasn't solving these problems with this exciting new venture that I'm doing, I would be just focusing and creating other problems in my life. Do you understand what I'm saying? Hey guys, this is the perfect spot to take a break because I have to tell you some exciting news. Our famous FAST Foundations Mastermind is open again for enrollment. This is a mastermind that my husband, Chris Harder, and I put on for entry-level early stage entrepreneurs. And this is the only way to be able to work with Chris and I together in a room in person. I can promise you that this is literally one of the best masterminds out there for half the price. But I want you to listen in to some of these transformations that happen when you are in the room. And you guys know, if you listen to this podcast, that I always tell you, just show up for yourself and get your butt in the room. So listen into these.
Hey guys, my name is Michael Dash, and FAST Foundations really helped me get clear on my coaching strategy. They also did a great job in giving me some creative ideas, and I specifically credit Chris and Lori to coming up with some fantastic strategies. It is a no-brainer to join this mastermind. FAST Foundations was awesome.
Hey, my name is Jackie Service, and the FAST Foundations Mastermind helped me to ignite my business and see rapid growth financially while staying aligned in both business and life.
FAST Foundations Mastermind not only helped increase my financial literacy and improve my digital marketing skills, but the power, the true power, was in all of the relationships built and the collective knowledge of the other mastermind participants.
Okay, so here's the deal. All of those breakthroughs that you just heard, none of those people felt ready to be in that room. And I know you're sitting here thinking, I'm not even sure if I'm there yet. But let me tell you, if you make less than $499,000 a year, we want to lock arms with you to make your business explode and make you feel confident in all of the areas that you don't yet feel confident in. And I will tell you, as an entrepreneur, you never feel ready. You never, ever feel ready. It's all about taking that leap and showing up for yourself. So over the next 5.5 months, we want to lock arms with you, and spots are super limited. So go over to fastfoundations.com right now, because we want to work with you. We want you in this room. And as you can hear from the transformation, it is your turn now to have that same experience. So let's get back to the interview. So right now, you're afraid of your bigger vision. You're fearful that you can't get things done. You're fearful that you'll fail. Well, let me tell you, that is so much better once you start putting one foot in front of the other and solving something and having so much hope and seeing what kind of incredible progress that you're making and all of these new people that are coming into your life and this beautiful opportunity of just all of this newness and hope and this thing that you can bring into the world to help people with. That is so different than just staying in whatever problems you have now because you're too afraid of what bigger problems could look like. I'll tell you that the bigger problems might be very scary, but they also bring huge hope, huge excitement, huge thrill, and huge connection with really high level people. And I'm telling you, when you start to connect with higher level people, they also connect deeper. So I have been able to connect with people who are also following their dreams. And let me tell you, when you start playing in that realm of hanging out with people who are following their dreams, your connection and your conversations are at a level that you cannot even freaking imagine. It is so different. And then you have support and you're not doing it alone. So all of the different problems that are going to come your way when you go all in, you're going to find other people who are all in to remind you, hey, this is what it looks like. We just figure it out. We solve bigger problems. Look, no matter what, you have problems. You're either going to stay in the small ones and make the small ones big, or you're going to be in the big ones and solve them and get the reward on the other side that is so huge to live a life that you cannot even imagine. Yes, there are some massive things that I've gone through with these bigger problems and stepping into areas and arenas that are like beyond my like recollection of what I think is possible for myself. And that feels insane. I have moments where I just feel like I am free falling backwards and nothing is going to save me. Nothing's going to catch me. And I don't know what to do. But it always gets figured out when I lean back into faith, when I say a prayer, when I say, this is so much bigger than me. I can't figure this out on my own. Please, God, it's in your hands. Provide me with some form of direction or an answer. I will show up. I will be obedient. I will be so loyal to this mission that you gave me. I will show up for this. I will just keep going one foot in front of the other, no matter how freaking scared I feel right now. And that's what I do. And the answers always come. You guys, go on a abundance walk, go on a prayer walk, go on a manifestation walk. I don't care if it's on a treadmill. I don't care if it's around your house. I don't care if it's outside. Go walk for 20 minutes. Go walk for 60 minutes. I'm telling you, that's where the magic is. Go walk for 30 to 60 minutes and just commit to your vision. Say a prayer out loud that you are all in on this vision. No matter what it looks like or how it changes, you will just move forward and commit to whatever you believe, whether it's God or the universe or the vision or whatever energy that is that you believe in. Lean into it and say, I am so committed to this vision. I promise I will show up. I will continue on. When I feel like I am uncertain, when I feel like I am unclear, I will lean in. I will say a prayer and I will move forward and just ask for clarity. Say, this is so much bigger than me. I can't do it on my own. I'm trusting you. I am leaning in. I have faith that this message will be revealed to me, that I will get the next step and I will stay in faith and I will keep showing up for this mission every single day. And you keep putting things in your schedule, right? So faith without works, right? Just like the Bible says, faith without works is dead. This applies to everything. We could have faith all day. We could go on these prayer walks. But if we don't simultaneously do the actions that are going to move the needle, we're not going to get different answers. So you have to do both. You have to do both. You have to keep asking. You have to go to the events. You have to show up. You have to ask for coaches. You have to read the books. You have to listen to the podcast. And then you also have to just lean the crap in. I don't know. You have to, you guys. You have to keep leaning in when you're scared. Get used to that feeling. Like, allow it. Feel the fear and be like, I see you. This is so normal. Feeling this feeling and the fact that I'm going to choose to keep going is what will push me through. It's where everybody else falls off. You guys, it's where everybody else falls off. Have faith. Have faith that something bigger is working on whatever this vision that was given to you. No matter what you think this vision is, it might seem so stupid at first. Like, you might get some crazy vision that you're like, what? This could not be what my calling is, right? You guys, I got it in the form of an alcohol company. I was like, really? And then I was like, this is so in my highest purpose and in my highest calling and in my highest vision, because it is a vehicle for the message that I want. It's a vehicle for the message that I want. So be aware of the vehicle. Stay tuned. Listen in to what could be calling. You guys, it could be knitting. It could be drawing. It could be selling cars. It could be doing an MLM. It is a vehicle, no pun intended, apparently, with my with my examples, but a vehicle for what you are supposed to be doing. And this is just another chapter in my book, you guys. This is not my final destination. And that's what you have to always remember. No matter what calling you're getting, it's probably not your only thing. It's probably not your biggest vision. So stop putting so much pressure on yourself and stress on this one thing. Just do it, move through it, and watch how life will reveal to you what is supposed to come next. All right. So going all in means closing all the windows, not leaving any doors cracked open on your vision. Like, yeah, I'm totally going to do this, except when it gets hard, I'm going to sneak out this door. Or, hey, I left this window cracked and you know what? This is getting really tough, or people were mean to me when I started getting out there. Oh, my family doesn't like it. They're making fun of me. Oh, you know what? I just failed miserably and got super embarrassed publicly. So I'm out of here. That is the journey. Open your ears. And when you get those moments, know that you are going somewhere. So when things start to hit the fan or when you fail, welcome. You finally reached the first level. Accept it. Feel the pain. Understand that the more that you can be in that pain, feel it and accept it, the more that you can experience joy. For those of you who are ignoring or trying to avoid pain, trying to avoid failure, you're also blocking out joy, because to the extent that you can feel pain, that you can feel the failure and let it be okay and accept it, that's the extent that you can accept and feel joy. So I let it in. I cry about it. I say how much it sucks. And then I make sure that I don't isolate myself. I make sure that I share it with somebody. I make sure I'm voicing it. I make sure I go for a walk. I make sure I go pray and I offer it up and I say, I don't want to feel this way anymore. Please take this from me. This is too much for me to handle. And then I also know that just saying that, but then isolating myself is not going to work too. Go talk to people. Go do something that's going to make you feel better. Go book that class. Go book that coffee date. Go book that event. Go be around high-level people and high energy. You have to support yourself. If you want support, you got to support yourself first. So if you're isolating yourself, if you're feeling bad for yourself, if you're crying for yourself, that's where you're going to stay. In fact, it's only going to get worse. So that's the shittiest part of life, is realizing that you have to be your own hero. You have to support yourself and you have to show up for you and you have to keep showing up for this vision. And that's when God, universe, energy, abundance, all of the things will show up. But you have to go to that place where it feels bleak, where it feels like you are alone. It feels like you are a loser, like you do not know what to do with your life. You feel so confused. Go do something actionable and say a prayer with it. Go do something actionable and say a prayer with it. What does all in mean to you? I want to know what all in means to you. What does it look like? What is the one thing that you're going to do to prove to yourself today that you're all in, even if it's a tiny action? What is the one thing you're going to do today that's going to move the needle forward, that is going to prove to yourself that you're all in, even if it's a tiny action? Is it going to be a prayer walk? Is it going to be friend? Like, you're going to tell your friends? Is it going to be something in your calendar? Are you going to commit to something? Are you going to purchase something? Are you going to go to an event? Are you going to get a coach? What is the thing? Don't let tomorrow be the same as today. Don't let tomorrow be the same as today. Go do something. You were created and put on this planet to do that vision. If you don't do it, that's why you're feeling pain. go and do it. Go inspire people and go let people know that you're freaked out. Go be a real human and let people know how you feel. Go expand yourself. If you're not expanding, you're contracting into a tiny box and that's why you're miserable. You are not that person. You are so big. You are so bold. You are so bright. And you're probably freaking hilarious too if you like this podcast. I just gave myself a compliment on my own humor. So there you go. Go do the thing. I want to know what that thing is right now. I mean, truly, I want to know what it is. I want to repost it. I want to see it. I want to hear it. I want to support you. I want to share it. I want to know. So upload this to your stories and let me know what it is. Let me know what it is. Commit to it. What is all in? Put that action in your calendar and stop talking about it. You guys, I'm freaking obsessed with you and I cannot wait to see these. So I just want to send you so much love and let you know I cannot wait to see and connect because we are all, there is a tribe of women waiting for you to step in to all of your glory. Like when we get to see that, when we get to celebrate you and be around you, it just makes us feel so much better. It makes us feel so much more connected. It makes us feel so much more powerful. We cannot wait for you to step in. I cannot wait to tell you how you get to be a part of this company. It's going to blow your mind. And I'm showing up for it. I'm showing up for my vision. And I know that by doing that, I will be provided with all of the right people to show up for this vision with me as well. So tell me what your all-in moment is. Tell me what your all-in action is. I want to know. Until next time, earn your happy. Bye, everyone. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.